Hi, I'm Anne Strangechamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge, and today we're going to talk about something that is so essential, we wouldn't be here without it. You can see it. It's everywhere, all the time. But mostly we don't notice or even think about it. I'm talking about light. Most of us are hungry for it, right? We crave sunny days and clear skies. We like big windows and well-lit rooms. But some people have a more complicated relationship with light.
I have a disorder called albinism, which I will generously call a genetic gift from my parents.
This is John Merfeld. He's a physics student at Tufts University. He's been interning with us this summer, and he's the reason we're doing this episode. Because John is a guy who, for his whole life, has had to think hard about light.
My body does not produce melanin. Melanin is the pigment that allows your body to absorb light and do something constructive with it. So, you know, my skin and my hair are translucently pale, and when I go outside, my skin, it just burns. It doesn't tan. It just, you know, almost instantly burns. And my eyes are so sensitive to light that they're just overwhelmed by the light of the sky and the sun. It's like the visual equivalent of, you know, having like a gunshot right outside your ear all the time. It's too much. As a kid, I really recoiled from being outside. You can't just run out. There's the dark glasses and a hat with a big brim and, you know, just an unfathomable amount of sunscreen that, you know, you're wearing all the time. And outside becomes this kind of uncomfortable, complex, dangerous place. So I just became much more of an indoor person where it's, you know, safer and simpler and darker. And even when I'm inside, there's screens everywhere and windows and fluorescent lighting, and it's uncomfortable even to, you know, just be in a bright room. And even now, you know, it's so bright outside that I normally just walk around kind of with my eyes closed, and I just kind of listen and very occasionally peek them open just to make sure I'm not a highway. I'm always covered up. In the summer, I'm always wearing long sleeves and pants, because as uncomfortable as a sunburn might be, it's really just the precursor to skin cancer, which I'm at extremely high risk for. I think it is part of the reason I've studied it as a physicist, because there is a lot of beauty still, even in the kind of dangerous radioactive parts of light. One of my favorite facts in all of science is that, you know, stars, depending on how hot they are, release light at different wavelengths. Our star, the wavelength of light that it releases the most is visible light, and we have evolved so that our eyes are sensitive to visible light, because if we saw, you know, infrared light, it would be darker. So that we have characterized ourselves so to best navigate this world that is lit by our particular star. And I think that's amazing, you know, however harmful to me personally it might also be. You know, I think for most people, light is something you can ignore. You know, you can walk through it and look through it. But light is powerful. You know, it's a thing, it's a force, and I feel conflicted because I know that everything on our planet is alive because of light, and light fuels everything, and everything is thirsty for light. But on the other hand, it blinds me and burns me and might well kill me. You know, light is heavy to me.
That's John Merfeld. He's been interning with us this summer, and as I mentioned, he's a physics major at Tufts University.